This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. We began yesterday, Sif Yod Tes. We saw some of the Mishnah Brura. Let's see the Mechaber again. B'tchilas Haksiva Yoimer B'piv. In the beginning of the writing process, you should say orally, Ani Koisev L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. I'm writing for the sake of the sanctity of Tum of Vadze, aside from this, anytime you write a name of Hashem, Tzarech Loimar, Shekoisev L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. Now, yesterday we saw Mishmurs of Katan Sadi Beis, that even if one letter was written, Shaloi L'Shma, it's puzzle, and you can't write over it to kasher it. What does Tchila mean? The beginning of all the parashiyos, and that helps for any subsequent parashiyos. However, it is best to say at the beginning of every single parsha. In Sivkat and Sadi Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah said that when you fix letters that are separate, that you have to do it lishma, because otherwise the tefillin are pasul. Okay, Sivkat and Sadi Dalet, Yoimar. V'im achar koisev tzarech gamhu loimar kein. Let's say you have tag team soferim. You know, one guy writes the first half, another guy writes the second half. So the first guy's lishma is not going to help for the second guy. He'll have to say in the beginning of his writing that he's doing it lishma. Bipiv, with his mouth. What does that mean? V'loi sagi b'machshava af b'di'eved. Even b'di'eved, kavana does not help for... Even b'di'eved, kavana does not help for l'shem shamayim, l'shem kedushas tefillin. I don't have my dershu today. I have this new Mishnah Berurah, but one would have thought that machshava does work. After all, we know that in Siman Samach mitzvah strichas kavana, and it's not necessary to say it. One does not have to say that they're mechavin to be mekayim a mitzvah l'shma. One is allowed to think it. But when it comes to tefillin, it must be articulated, and if you don't, you're not even yotze b'di'eved. B'chol pam. Okay, let's see the Ramah. Whenever you write Hashem's name, you have to say, you're writing l'shem kedushas Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, koisev beiz azkaras b'li hefsek dai b'kida shachar. If you're writing two names of Hashem without interruption, that presumably that means you're not being mafsik, but you're writing other letters in between, then one kavana l'shem kedushas Hashem works. B'tchilas haksiva, in the beginning of... Okay, let's see the Ramah. Haga. V'yesh oimrim desagi kishamechashev shekoisev askaris l'shman hal v'hoitzi b'tchilas haksiva b'piv sagi b'hachi. Some say that when it comes to the kavan of Hashem's name, it's enough when you think that you're writing the mentions of Hashem's name, Lishma, since you articulate in the beginning of the writing, this is enough. So I wonder, what's the case? If you weren't mafsik, you don't even have to have kavana. It must be we're talking about where you were mafsik. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Sadi Ches. B'tchilas haksiva shu koisev l'shem kedushas tefillin. In the beginning of the writing, that you say you're writing l'shem kedushas tefillin, v'afto lo hizkir b'tchila kedushas ha'azkarois sagi. D'mikamakam harei hizkir l'shem kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah is learning the Ramah differently than I read the Ramah. I read the Ramah that, at least in the beginning, the person articulated he's writing the name of Hashem for the sake of the Kedusha of Hashem's name. That's not how the Mishnah Berurah is reading the Ramah. In the beginning of the writing, he didn't think he's writing the names of Hashem, L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. He just thought he's writing it L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin in general. So then, even though he did not mention in the beginning the kedusha of the Azkarois, it's enough to mikamakam harei hisker l'shem kedusha, general kedusha. You don't have to get so detailed and nitty gritty with the Kedusha. As long as you're mechavein to write the Kedusha, that would cover, according to the Rama, even the names of Hashem. Avlam gam betchiloi hizker beferosh rak be'Hashem ba'alma. But if in the beginning he didn't mention beferosh, only in thought. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah is even mentioning that. If you only had a mind and thought, then stam the tefillin are pasul, because you must articulate in the beginning that you're doing it l'shem kedushas tefillin. Yeah, but if you didn't have in mind l'shem kedushas tefillin, the tefillin are pasul. The Mishnah Berurah is learning that we're talking about somebody who never at any time said anything about the Askarais. He just said l'shem kedushas tefillin. So, if that's the case, why would the Mishnah Berurah have to say im gam b'tchilo hizkur b'feresh rak b'machshava? I mean, just on the machshava, how would that even be possible? Then the tefillin are possible because he never said l'shem kedushas tefillin. What's he thinking in the beginning?
The Askaris are the shame. The Askaris.
And did he say L'shem Kedushas Tefillin?
Sure.
So then it is good. Why is he saying it's not good? It is good. The Rama is saying it's good.
On the Askaris.
No, who said you? The Rama never said you have to have Machshava on the Askaris. Oh. So Rama is saying the Sagi Kishamechashev Shekoizav Askaris L'shman. If you say l'shem kedushas tefillin, and aside from that, you're mechavein that the askaras are l'shman, that's good. So you need, it's some kind of combination. It's articulating l'shem kedushas tefillin on the tefillin in general, and it's machshava on the askara. But if aval im gam betchiloi hizker beferosh rak b'machshava ba'alma, if all you did was had machshava. On what? On the Askarais?
Yes, the beginning.
So then it's good. Avalim gam betchil loy hizker beferosh? What were you not masker beferosh? But then it's good. If you articulated general l'shem kedushas, again, the Rama is saying, the Mechaber holds, you need to articulate every time you write Hashem's name, you're doing the Shem Kedushas Hashem. The Rama says, no. It's enough to be Mechashev on the Askaris Lashman, since in the beginning of the Ksiva, you said, L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. So what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? Avalim gam betchil lo yizker beferosh, rak b'machshava ba'alma. Oy, sha'ata loy kidesh es askaris afilu b'machshava, or let's say he did explicitly say l'shem kedushas tefillin, but he didn't think about the askaris at all afilu b'diavad lo yasa. So the bottom line is, you need two things: you need to be mechavein according to the Rama, you need to articulate l'shem kedushas tefillin, and you need to think about the askaris. So I understand the second point of the Mishnah Berurah, that if he didn't think of the Mount Maskaris with the Yevle Yatza, what's the first point? Avalim gam betchilo hizker beferosh. But then the Tefillin are stam pasul. You're saying Eina Charam. He's just repeating that. Says Rama v'yesh lahakil b'diavad. B'diavad, you could be mekel if you were mefaresh general kavana. And mechashev on the askaris, uchshabal lenamnim, when you come to doze off, lo yichtav the inoy kaisav az bekavana. When you're dozing off, you should not write, because then you're not writing bekavana. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tzadik Tes, aval lechatchilo tzarach loymar beferosh, b'chol pam shekaisav ha'askara, l'shem kedushas Hashem. Afilu imamar betchila saksiva. You need to say beferish every time you write Hashem's name, l'shem kedushas Hashem. even if you said in the beginning of the ksiva that you're mechaim l'shem kedushas Hashem and all the askaras, still you should say by each askara that you're mechaving that each askara should be l'shem kedushas Hashem v'chein pasku ha'achrayim. I wonder whether Seferim do that. You'll never know. You know, there's a chumrah. When you buy tefillin, was a Sefer listening to the radio while he was writing? By the way, there are different levels. Some of them do, some of them don't. But whether they articulate before each ksiva that they're writing l'shem Hashem, I don't know. I don't know if that's included in the fully loaded tefillin. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Kol tov. Mandy, it could be tomorrow the whiteboard would help.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.